And the difference here is that before 9/11, there was single-level threat streams coming into the United States, so pretty serious. Obviously, they got in on, and conducted the attacks on 9/11. Now you have multiple organizations, all al-Qaeda-minded, trying to accomplish the same thing. Thousands of individuals now signing up with ISIL to fight their jihad in Syria and Iraq have Western passports. That's what's so dangerous about this. That we also know that they want to conduct an attack, but so does al-Qaeda. And so now you have two competing terrorist organizations. Both of them want to get their credentials to the point where they can say, we are the premier terrorist organization. Both want to conduct attacks in the West for that reason. That, and guess what? That means we lose at the end. If either one of those organizations is successful, we lose. And here's something interesting, Bob. We've seen some very interesting relationships between AQ in the Arabian Peninsula, AQAP out of Yemen, and al-Qaeda on a very aggressive, I think the Attorney General said that it was one of the worst, or one of the things keeps him up at night, and I would concur with him. That is an attack that, many believe is going operational, and that's what we should be worried about.
Do you think that we're in greater danger now than perhaps we were before 9/11?
I do, again, only because the threat matrix is so wide and it's so deep. We just didn't have that before 9/11.